Like John was saying, you know, I am involved in a lot of ministry opportunities around, and the Lord has definitely opened up a lot of doors for me. But, you know, before we even get started tonight, I do want to just lift us up in prayer, because I don't want to say any words, you know, without just the Spirit of God just filling. So, Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. And, Father, I already feel your presence in this place, Father, and I just see just a group of believers that we're just all here tonight, God, just so ready and just willing to just grow even deeper with you, Father. And Lord, tonight we just ask, God, that your Spirit just fill this place, God, and that you just awaken our hearts, God, to just fall more in love with you and more in love with this world, God, that we just be the ministers of the gospel for you, Lord Jesus. And Father, I just ask tonight, God, that every word that I say, Lord, just comes from you, Father. Lord, that you empty me of myself, Father, and just allow me just to speak clearly for you, Father. And Lord, I just pray that you just allow us all to open our hearts tonight, God, that we can receive exactly what it is you want us to hear, Lord. And Father, we love you, we thank you, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so to kind of go ahead, I will kind of reiterate who I am. You know, I'm Luke, and definitely the Lord has he has called me into the ministry, and kind of give you a little background of where I've came from and where I am now. You know, I kind of was in and out of church when I was younger. I was about 17, well, pretty much from 15 to 17. You know, I had those camp meeting experiences where I would go to camp and I would kind of feel the glory of the Lord and be like, okay, I want to be saved. Well, you know, that happened year after year after year, but every year I feel right back in the same place. And I never had a true relationship with the Lord until I was 18 years old. And just to kind of miss out on some of the material, I was living a life of sin and definitely didn't have a true relationship with the Lord. I had saw, you know, I'd heard about Jesus, but I never truly experienced him until I was 18 years old. And the Lord just radically changed my life. He just came in and he just put a new passion in my heart. And that's kind of where my story begins. And you know, I was a new believer. I was truly understanding the Word of God now. And about 2 months later, the church that I was attending, I just prayed. I said, Lord, you know, I feel just a strong calling in my life just to be involved with youth. And as soon as I prayed that prayer, it wasn't 2 weeks later, a youth pastor position opened up at our church. And that's where my ministry led. And then, you know, until it's been about 3 years now, and the Lord's called me from there. And you know, it's so awesome how the Lord just continues to open doors. I fell into North Hills, and as soon as I came here, it's just so refreshing to see a lot of people that love the Lord and are just striving to be more like Him, and that just gives me such a passion just to even grow more with y'all. And the Lord just opened up another door for me to speak at a kind of a outreach ministry in Downsville. On Thursday nights, that's where I'm at on Thursday nights. And on Sunday nights, I also lead worship and preach every other Sunday at a church in Downsville called Mount Ararat. So I'm very busy for the Lord, and I just love it, what the Lord has done in my life. But tonight I want to go ahead and just open up tonight with the kind of the message title, what's been on my heart. And this is, you know, I don't want to just be blowing smoke, but I see that I'm probably talking to the choir tonight. I'm talking about, you know, building a stronger unity in the community of Christ. And but this was the message the Lord laid on my heart. And it's not just for North Hills. It's for everywhere we go. It's for every church. And this is kind of what the church is lacking, is that unity, that we can all get together and love one another and build relationships together as we're leading a life with Christ. And so tonight I want to go ahead and start out with the first point I want to go ahead and bring. And it's the first point as we're serving together with the Lord is to love one another. You know, and that's a big point, because, you know, if we just come in here week after week, Sunday, Wednesday, whatever, and we don't share that love with one another, how are we going to grow? And Jesus says this in just awesome scripture, and this is in John 13:34-35. It says, and Jesus says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now, this is what sets us apart as just the rest of the world, is that we have a new love. You know, this is kind of for me anyways. Before I knew Christ, I didn't even know what love was. And that's for all of us. You know, we read the scripture in 1 John, it says that God is love. And you don't truly, really understand love until you've fallen in love with Jesus. And that's what happened to me. And that's what happens to all of us when we receive Jesus, is that we have a love for the not only the body of Christ, but also for everyone that's lost. And for me, it's just that first step we have to have in that unity process is to share in love. And love for one another, because that's how we are known to be His disciples, is by His love. The second point I want to bring out is suffering together in hardships. You know, a community in its closest is formed by being able to share with one another in shortcomings, struggles, and heartaches. And as John said earlier, there's also burdens. You know, we all have some kind of burden on here. You know, I heard about the trying to sell your house and everything. And that's what it's all about, is when you can share the burden with other believers, you know, it lightens that load. When you know you have somebody praying for you, you know you have that brother and sister in Christ that's right there with you, and they're lifting you up and they're bringing you together. And not only that, but for the shortcomings and the fallings that we may have along the way. You know, and if anybody's ever ministered to somebody and they've kind of walked them through that process of knowing Christ, you know, they start to pour out and they start to tell you, but you don't understand the struggles I've gone through, what I've done, all this. Well, guess what? That's what we're there for, is we're here to share that load and to know the sufferings you go through. And for me, in the past few years of going through the youth ministry, I've built such a strong relationship with those that have poured their hearts out to me. It's because not only have they poured themselves out, and I've poured myself out on them, and we've built a relationship, because when you share in burdens with one another, it brings you closer. That's what I found out. And for a unity to take place, we share those burdens with one another because we have that love. And so all this I'm talking about tonight just goes right together. Because you have a love for one another, and when you share in burdens and struggles, you grow deeper in relationship with one another. And so as the body of Christ, as we're all striving together, if we can share those burdens with one another, and whatever it may be, like John had said, we'll grow closer. And I want to go ahead and look at the scripture for this. And it's Galatians 6, 1 through 2. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard this scripture. It says, Brethren, if any man is overtaken in any trespasses, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest that you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. To fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? You know, and that says in Matthew 22, 37 through 39, it says to love your neighbor as yourself. And if we take that into account, as we're leading these people or anybody through struggles or burdens, if we just take that into account, to love one another as yourself, to love your neighbor as yourself. Because guess what? There's not one person here, not one person we're going to meet that hasn't struggled, that hasn't had a burden, that hasn't been weighed down by something in their life. And so when we can share that with one another, that's another opportunity for unity to take place. And also with sharing burdens comes being able to stay accountable. We have to stay accountable. As believers in Christ, we should be our brother's keeper. We should be able to look out for one another. And I want y'all to tell me, you know, that now I'm a part of y'all. If I'm struggling in my walk, I want y'all to tell me. Okay, just as I am for y'all. If I see something in y'all, we should be sharing back and forth, because we're here on this earth to strengthen one another until the day the Lord comes. And so we have to grow with one another. And so that means staying accountable. Staying accountable. You know, pointing out, you know, Luke, I kind of see where you're struggling. I don't see that passion in you like you had before. I want somebody to point that out on me. And that's why we're here. No, that's another point. That's another big thing that I believe the church is lacking in today. I think the mentality is, well, throw a little grace on it. Throw a little grace on it. Well, that's not it. You can't just always throw a little grace on it. Sometimes you got to get real tough with some people and just tell them the cold, hard truth, as hard as it is. You just got to lay it out there. So just staying accountable with one another. The third point is for fellowship with one another. If we just decide to come in and out every Sunday, every Wednesday, and don't get to truly know one another, then we're missing out. We're missing out on what we're truly called to have as a body of believers. You know, there's a reason why we assemble, and it's in Hebrews 10:25. It says, "If not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Anybody in here kind of want to raise their hand for me? If you've ever had an off week, anybody ever had an off week? And it seems like you're just like, come on, Sunday, please come on. I need to talk to somebody. I need to be encouraged again. Well, that's what it's all about. You know, that's why we come together. That's why we assemble. And it even says right here, exhorting one another. We kind of need that pat on the back, don't we, every now and then? Just be like, you know, I had an off week this week. It wasn't the best. You know, things just didn't go right at work. And I just need some prayer. I need that encouraging smile from somebody. And that's what refuels us for the next week. And being able, and this is, like I said, this all falls in together. When we can share that love with one another, we share that burden, and we fellowship together, it all comes together. That's when that unity is brought together. And for that assembling with ourselves, and I've told Sarah and Colby this, and it seems like I've never been a part of a community of believers like North Hills, and I'm just not just saying that, it's because it's the truth. The churches that I've been at have just been torn apart because there was no unity. And everything that I saw here, it seems like everybody wants to work together. Everybody wants to share burdens. Everybody wants to share the struggles, want to lift up each other in prayer. And that's what it's about. That is exactly what it's about. And I've seen it, and I just tell them, I was like, I cannot wait until I get back to church. Because just to see everybody again, just to be lifted up and to know the Spirit of the Lord is here and the Spirit of love that He gives us in this place too. And I tell them, I was like, man, I wish there was another service. You know, this Sunday night and then having to wait till Wednesday, I'm just like, God, man, there's got to be something else. But, you know, that's for a reason. And it's a great reason from what I've heard. It's for family time. That's awesome. And but just once again, just bringing that unity together. And it comes with the fellowship of believers. And we never can miss out on that. It just strengthens us so much. When we can go through the week knowing that we have somebody praying for us, that we have a brother and sister in Christ that does love you and is lifting you up. It just it does something to your heart. It allows you to know that, you know, there's somebody really out there praying and loving for you. And the fourth point I want to look at, and if y'all want to, this pretty much sums up this whole sermon. It's Ephesians 4:1-6. And I'm going to go ahead and turn there. And we can read it together. It says this, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all." That just sums it all up for me. Sums it up for all of us. It says, you know, to endeavor in love, to endeavor with one another, or to bear with one another in love, and endeavoring to keep the unity. You know, that word endeavoring means work together. Work together, keeping the unity. And, you know, in a lot of churches these days, it's, people don't want to work at that. They just want to just call it quits. Just go ahead and move on. But as a body believer, we have to work together. And a lot of us, you know, I don't know everybody's background. Some of us may have been non-denominational. Some may have been Pentecostal, Baptist, Methodist, whatever. But what it's saying right here is come together because you share this one thing right here. You share in the spirit of the bond of peace. Because you share in that one body, which is the church, the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, and then to the calling that we've all been called. You know, each and every one of us have a calling on our life. Every one of us do. Some may be a teacher, a preacher. Some might just be a greeter, because Lord has put something on our hearts. Some may be a music leader. You know, God has just infinite amounts of callings for each person. And so as we're going through those callings together, that is that hope that He has given us right here. And not only that, but we serve the one Lord, which is Jesus Christ. If we can all just agree on that and those things right there, and that we serve the one faith, which is we're trying and we're going through this life to serve Jesus. That's the faith that we have, and that's in Jesus Christ. And then the one baptism, that we've been baptized in the Spirit of the Lord, with the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and that we serve the one God and Father of all, which is the Creator of all things, who is above us, through us, and in all of us. If we can all just agree on that right there, that's where this unity all takes place. Not only just in North Hills, but with everybody else around us. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe there needs to be unity in the family. Maybe there needs to be unity at your workplace. Wherever it may be, this can take place. And it just calls for that love. Sharing with one another in your burdens and struggles. Fellowship. And altogether, the unity in Christ Jesus. And that's the kind of the message that was on my heart tonight that I just wanted to bring forth. And, you know, the Lord is definitely just working in this church. I can see that everybody's wanting to serve together. And I just pray that this message tonight was kind of just encouraging to one another and for all of us to grow together in unity. So if you would, just go ahead and just bow your heads with me tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for your message and your word, God. And I pray, Lord, that it was all clear tonight, Father, that Lord, that we just want to strive for that unity with one another. And God, just ask that you just continue just to grow in us all, Lord, that we all just have a passion and desire to lift you up, God, and just to proclaim you, Father, and Lord, to all people, not just to North Hills, but to everyone that we come encounter with. And Father, you're so great. You're such a loving God, Father. And Lord, I just ask that you just continue just to keep your hands over everybody in this place tonight. Father, as we go through the rest of the week until we assemble together again and share in that fellowship with one another, I just pray that you have your hand of protection over each and every one of us, God. Father, we love you. We thank you for all that you do, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.